A reading from the Gospel of Luke. At that time Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was the chief tax collector and a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he couldn't see him because of the crowd, and he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. And when they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Like most of us, I've often had a plan for my day that is met with interruptions and things that changed everything. Today's story of Zacchaeus is filled with those kind of changes that bring about the unexpected. Jesus had intended to simply to pass through the town of Jericho, but an encounter with Zacchaeus would change his plans. Zacchaeus, a wealthy man, discovered that money and privilege would not get him to meet Jesus. So short in stature, and maybe others thought in moral stature, moved him to change his plans. He climbs a tree and goes out on a limb. The crowds with Jesus felt good to be with him until Jesus chooses to stay with Zacchaeus. They grumble and are faced with the mercy and the love of God. Zacchaeus changes. Jesus changes plans to welcome him. How are we in the story? Are we willing to stand against prejudice and bigotry to create a world that will welcome the poor and the stranger? Are we willing to stand with those of other races, cultures, and faiths that are oppressed? Are we willing to go out on a limb for others and allow for openness to change on our part or on that of others? How far out on a limb are we willing to go? Here, in the United States, with the election behind us and the road before us, are we willing to go out on a limb to see Jesus in our world and make changes in our own lives that will move us forward in mercy and love? Time will tell if we can make room for salvation by our God. But for now, who is the lost that God needs to find in us?